This is Lancer Radio, Pasadena City College. This is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. If you're a single mom or you know a single mom, you know it's anything but easy. Now, imagine what things were like for an Asian American single mother in the 1960s who is also an artist. That is the world multimedia performance artist Dan Kwong creates in his new show, opening tomorrow evening. The show is called What No Ping Pong Balls, and it's one that Dan created in remembrance of his mother, artist Momo Nagano Kwong. His mom raised Dan and his siblings at a time when there just weren't many single moms in the Asian community, and Dan talked about his mom's perspective on what was happening around her in the 1960s.
Well, I don't remember anything in particular her saying about that time, but simply how that was such a time of huge change in American culture, and how it sort of invisibly supported her change in the sense of giving her permission to be different, to dress differently, to pursue a career in the arts, to not fit in so much, because it was a time when American culture was going through such upheaval in transformation. And so for her to be doing what she was doing, you know, pursuing a career in the arts and being a single mother, it somehow was okay that we were such a weird-looking family, because a lot of things were weird-looking in American culture at that time.
I'm remembering the op art, and yes, they certainly were. You also interviewed other Asian American single moms for the story you're going to be presenting. What's one of the stories that struck you the most as you were interviewing them?
Well, yes, I interviewed 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I actually interviewed about 5 or 6, but I think there's 4 of them I've included in the show. And, you know, how their stories in some ways echoed my mother's in terms of the cultural influence, the Japanese cultural influence in specific, of, you know, be strong and, you know, you can do it, you can handle it, you know, that sort of samurai woman attitude of, you know, finding that strength within and persevering was quite a consistent thread through all of these interviews with these mothers. And then what was different is, because these were all different generations, different decades of single mothers, how that as time passed, you know, their sense of permission, the sense of awareness shifted, you know, from the hardcore, traditional, driven Asian American mother to a more relaxed and permissive. And how as time passed for these Japanese American single mothers, they relaxed a little bit more.
And Dan says there's one question that you and I are just going to have to wait to have him answer. He's not going to answer it right now, but he certainly says that his performance is going to be answering that in the course of the show. I've been curious, too, how you came up with your title, What No Ping Pong Balls. What's the story behind that one?
Well, I don't want to give it away, but the title comes from a particular anecdote that my mother used to love to tell to us. My mother was a storyteller, you know, and I really grew up with her stories. And so I won't give it away, but you'll find out in the show that the title of the piece comes from a very funny and odd and poignant story of hers.
Tempt me even further to see this. What's going on stage as What No Ping Pong Balls gets started without spoiling it for anybody?
The very first image you're going to see is me sewing on a pair of blue jeans. You know, there's a lot of, I use a lot of media, multimedia. There's lots and lots of video in this show, everything from archival family photos to home movies to documentary footage to animation, and I combine that a lot with live action. I have lots of some very funny props. I use some puppetry in the show. Is also quite physical. There will be an actual sort of a weaving structure on stage and manipulating lots of wooden cubes. Oh, you know, I need to mention, I have this amazing musician with me, Kenny Endo, who's one of the premier taiko drummers in the United States and a good friend of mine, a longtime friend, and Kenny is creating original music for the show, and I'm incredibly honored to have this, you know, world-class musician performing with me.
Wow. So we'll get a chance to hear his rhythms and what they mean to your heritage.
Exactly, yes.
What do you consider, as we wrap up here, one of the very best lessons that your mom taught you as an artist about your own art?
My mother really taught me that if you are really passionate about your artwork, you do it and you make it happen somehow. No matter what the obstacles are in your life, no matter what the challenges are, that if you have that creative calling, that creative passion, you follow it.
Dan, thank you for your time today.
No, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.